Rush Perez.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm not surprised at all that there's black sites. There's been a lot of news and a lot of things that have been told since the 1960s about these government secret sites that they hold and detain Americans. Apparently, it's been going on since the 1960s, so I'm not surprised, but I figured the modernization of America and the fight for human rights that our government would actually realize and try to help human beings instead of, you know, putting us behind secret bars.
Otis
Buckley.
Total Blackout for Reform, as well as Anonymous. It does seem like the police officer's M.O. Still somewhat shocked, though, because I would hate to think that that's going on here in Chicago. So I'm still somewhat optimistic that this is false. Hopefully this is untrue. And if it is untrue, I see no reason why they wouldn't let us in this building today to inspect it.
Rhonda, this has been happening for years. It's been going on for years. This location has only been exposed, but it's been going on for years. They've been taking people off the streets, just not allowing them their rights. This is unjust. It's not fair. And it's a shame that our mayor will allow this to happen in his city. That's why he can't get back in.
I'm with the World Can't Wait. I still was clinging to the last shred of hope that our country was better than it is. And we are no different than any. We maybe don't machine gun people in the streets yet, but we're slowly getting militarized police. It's creeping, and I'm scared. I'm scared for my children and grandchildren. I mean, I think I'll hold out. Things will still be okay by the time I die, but I'm not so sure about my grandkids.
I can't be on formally with my name. I want to stress that this is not an isolated incident. This is what occurs in every police station. People are denied access to phones to obtain a free attorney that First Defense Legal Aid provides. We want to stress that we need to bring to light the culture in police stations where people do get disappeared, where people are not logged into the database, and where attorneys have a hard time locating detainees or their clients. And so we urge the city of Chicago to push legislation to secure people's constitutional rights and have immediate access to attorneys and allow people to make phone calls.
Square! Get it! Go! CPD!
Shut it down!
CPD!
Shut it down!
CPD!
Shut it down!